English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Pour télécharger ces leçons, allez sur le site internet www.lavoixdelamérique.com, cliquez sur « Apprenez l'anglais » et retrouvez les leçons d'anglais spéciales Sénégal. Binta est une villageoise qui n'est jamais venue en ville. Son neveu, Nando, l'accompagne en voyage à la grande ville. Écoutons leur conversation. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces deux énoncés. 1. Binta confond le jardin public avec un champ. 2. Nando est surpris par l'attitude de sa tante. Vous répondrez aux trois questions suivantes. 1. Avec quoi Binta confond-elle l'immeuble? 2. Pour Binta, que représente un bus? 3. Avec qui Binta confond-elle une ONG? Vous entendrez des expressions pour s'exclamer et aussi des expressions pour marquer la possession. Nous allons écouter leur conversation.
Here we are, Auntie Binta, the big city.
Wow, Nando! I've been told that things are different in this part of the world, but I never imagined this. What a big cement hut! Look at it!
A what? Cement hut? Auntie, it's a building!
And who is it for, Nando?
I think it's for an NGO.
And look at this wide farm!
That's a public garden.
Oh, look how huge that house is! Whose house is it?
That's for an NGO too.
NGO must be rich. Where does he live?
It's not NGO, but an NGO, non-governmental organization.
Oh, look at that. A moving house. A whole family is inside it. Do they drink and sleep inside? How strange.
That's a bus, and they are passengers. They pay to get in and go to work.
Pay? For traveling in such awful conditions. I'd rather use my legs or take my faithful little donkey.
Auntie, here in the big city, we like to get things done quickly.
Well, nephew, I don't understand why everyone is in such a hurry. What a crazy life!
Vous venez d'entendre Nando et sa tante découvrir la ville. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Binta confond le jardin public avec un champ. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Nando est surpris par l'attitude de sa tante. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Avec quoi Binta confond-elle l'immeuble? Elle confond l'immeuble avec une case en ciment. 2. Pour Binta, que représente un bus? Pour elle, un bus est une maison qui se déplace. 3. Avec qui Binta confond-elle une ONG? Avec une riche personne qui s'appellerait NGO. Pour marquer sa surprise, Binta a choisi des exclamatifs. Répétons-les.
What a big cement hut! Look how huge that house is. For traveling in such awful conditions.
Ces phrases utilisent what, how et such pour mettre l'accent sur l'adjectif. Voilà d'autres exemples.
What a crazy life. How strange. Everyone is in such a hurry.
Répétons enfin ces phrases.
And who is it for, Nando? Whose house is it?
Whose et who indiquent la possession ou bien des questions qui ont attrait au possesseur. Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue Nando faire découvrir la ville et ses quelques infrastructures à sa tante Binta. Nous avons aussi appris comment s'exclamer. Nous avons enfin appris à demander qui est le possesseur en utilisant « who » et « whose ». Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, nous allons vous présenter trois personnes d'affaires qui vont être interviewées au cours des prochaines leçons. Charles Blake, Mike Epstein et Shirley Graham. Kathy, Gary et Elizabeth vont faire des commentaires sur leurs invités. Tout d'abord, ils vont dire où ils vivent, le verbe « to live » au présent. « He lives in Beijing, China. »
« Mr. Blake lives in Beijing, China. »
Il vit à Pékin, en Chine. « He lives in Sunnyvale, California. »
« Mr. Epstein lives in Sunnyvale, California, in Silicon Valley. »
« In Silicon Valley, une région virtuelle où se trouvent de nombreuses compagnies informatiques et de haute technologie. Silicon Valley. » Ensuite, ils vont parler de leur travail, le verbe « to work » au présent. « He works for International Robotics. »
« He works for International Robotics, a Chinese company. »
Il travaille pour a Chinese company, une compagnie chinoise. He works for Advanced Technology, an American company, une compagnie américaine. Que font ces compagnies? Vous allez découvrir le verbe to manufacture, fabriquer.
International Robotics manufactures industrial robots.
Par exemple, vous allez entendre International Robotics manufactures industrial robots. Fabrique des robots industriels. Produire industriellement. L'autre compagnie, Advanced Technologies makes computer components. Fabrique des pièces d'ordinateur.
Advanced Technologies makes computer components.
Computer components. Le verbe to make est passe-partout. Il peut s'appliquer dans tous les contextes. Vous l'entendrez beaucoup. It's a high-tech company. C'est une compagnie de haute technologie.
So it's a high-tech company.
High-tech company. She is his boss. Elle est son chef.
Ms. Graham is Mr. Epstein's boss. She's a vice president at Advanced Technologies.
Boss. Le directeur, le chef, ou la directrice, ou l'exécutif. She's a vice president. Elle est la vice-présidente. Écoutons la conversation qui suit. Listen.
Our first guest will be Charles Blake. Mr. Blake lives in Beijing, China. He works for International Robotics, a Chinese company.
What kind of company is it?
International Robotics manufactures industrial robots.
Robots? So it's a high-tech company.
Yes, it is. Then, in another program, we'll interview Mike Epstein. Mr. Epstein lives in Sunnyvale, California, in Silicon Valley. He works for Advanced Technologies, an American company.
That sounds like a high-tech company, too.
Yes, Advanced Technologies makes computer components. The third person we'll interview is Shirley Graham. Ms. Graham is Mr. Epstein's boss. She's a vice president at Advanced Technologies.
Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat.
Mr. Blake works for International Robotics, a Chinese company.
Il travaille pour International Robotics, une compagnie chinoise.
International Robotics manufactures industrial robots.
Fabrique des robots industriels.
Mike Epstein works for Advanced Technologies, an American company.
Une compagnie américaine.
Advanced Technologies makes computer components. Shirley Graham is Mr. Epstein's boss. She is a vice president at Advanced Technologies.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique, heureuse de vous retrouver pour cette 29e leçon d'anglais English USA. Dans cette nouvelle leçon, Martin Lerner parle avec sa femme. Ils discutent de choses qu'ils veulent acheter. Ils sont en ville en train de faire des courses. Vous apprendrez à répondre à des questions sur les choses que vous voulez. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Nous sommes en train de faire des courses. Je dis à la personne avec qui je suis, « I want a dress. » Je voudrais une robe. « Do you want a shirt ?» Voulez-vous une chemise? Ou vous faut-il une chemise? Do you want a shirt? I want a dress. Do you want to buy a shirt? Voulez-vous acheter une chemise? Ou veux-tu acheter une chemise? I want a shirt.
Let's walk on this street. I want to buy a new dress.
Do you want a dress for work?
Yes, I want a dress for the office. Stop! Look at that dress in the window. Do you like that dress?
No, I don't. It's too green. I don't like green dresses.
Okay, let's look over there.
Do you like green?
Green dresses? I don't know. Sometimes.
I want to buy a shirt.
Do you want a shirt for work?
No, I want a shirt for tennis.
Do you want a white shirt?
I don't know. No, I don't like white.
What color do you want?
I don't know. What don't you like?
I don't like red tennis shirts. I like blue or green. Do you like green shirts?
No, I don't. I like blue.
Let's look for blue. Oh, look! See those yellow pants?
In the window? Yes, I see them.
Do you like them?
Yes, I do. Do you want those pants?
I don't know.
Do you want them for work?
Do you really like them?
They're okay.
Okay? You don't like them.
Yes, I do. I really like them. Let's go inside.
May I help you?
I want to buy some yellow pants.
Here, look at these.
No, I don't like those.
Do you want another color? These green pants are very beautiful.
No, thank you. My husband doesn't like green.
I like green.
You didn't like the green dress.
That's right. I didn't like the green dress, but I like green.
Do you like these green pants?
They're okay.
He doesn't like them.
Do you like them?
No, I don't. I don't like them for work.
Do you want another color?
I like the yellow pants in the window.
Oh, yes. They are very nice. Wait a minute, please. I'm going to get them for you.
Do you really like them, Martin?
Yes, I do.
Do you like them for the office?
I don't know.
I don't like them for the office. Thank you very much. I'm going to look some more.
You're welcome.
Comparez en anglais les constructions avec I like et I want. I like to play tennis. J'aime jouer au tennis. I want to play tennis. Je veux jouer au tennis. Répondez maintenant à des questions sur ce que vous voulez ou sur ce que vous voulez faire. Essayons ensemble. Do you want a shirt? Yes, I want a shirt. Do you want to buy a shirt? Yes, I want to buy a shirt. Maintenant, répondez directement à Martin Lerner.
Do you want to buy a shirt? Do you want to buy a dress? Do you want red pants? Do you want yellow pants? Let's look on this street. Do you see that store? I bought some clothes there last year.
Oh, I like those shirts. Let's go inside.
Imaginez-vous en ville. Vous faites des courses. Vous cherchez quelque chose à porter, une robe, une chemise, un pantalon. I want a dress. Je veux une robe. I want a dress for the office. Je veux une robe pour le bureau. I want a dress. I want to buy a dress. Je veux acheter une robe. I want to buy a dress. I want a shirt. Je voudrais une chemise. I want to buy a shirt. I want some pants. Je voudrais des pantalons. I want to buy some pants. I want. Je veux. Conjuguons un peu to want. I want a dress. You want a shirt. She wants a dress. He wants a shirt. We want pants. They want dresses. Il n'y a que dans le cas de she et de he qu'il y a un S, wants, she wants, he wants. Sinon, pour toutes les autres personnes, c'est la même chose, want. Construction avec question et verbe. Do you want me to come? Voulez-vous que je vienne? I want you to come. Je voudrais que vous veniez. Do you want me to come? I want you to buy a dress. Do you want me to buy a dress? I want you to play. Je voudrais que tu joues. Do you want me to play? I want you to listen. Do you want me to listen? Écoutez encore Martin et sa femme Eileen. Ils parlent de ce qu'ils vont acheter, de ce qu'ils aiment et de ce qu'ils n'aiment pas.
I want to buy a shirt. What do you want to buy?
I want to buy a new dress. Do you want a casual shirt?
Yes, I want a tennis shirt. Do you want a dress for the office?
Et vous, qu'est-ce que vous voulez acheter? Essayons de le dire ensemble. What do you want? I want a shirt. What do you want to buy? I want to buy a new dress. Dites bien à Martin ce que vous voulez acheter. Écoutez bien ses questions.
I want a new shirt. What do you want? Eileen wants to buy a new dress. What do you want to buy? She wants brown or black pants. What color do you want?
Et voilà, vous venez d'entendre la 29e leçon de English USA. Do you want more? Vous en voulez plus? Pratiquez seul ou en famille. Exercez-vous à dire ce que vous voulez, I want, et ce que vous ne voulez pas, I don't want. Jusqu'à la prochaine leçon. Until then, practice hard. Goodbye.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait!
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct.
Et de pratiquer l'anglais avec...
Michel.
Et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph and I have two guests with me. Can you introduce yourself, please?
My name is Fatuma Kalala Alimasi.
And how about you?
My name is Eva Pekenaru.
Wonderful to have you all. And of course, I have some other guests on the end of the line from different parts of the world. And we're going to talk about shopping today. And what happens in that interaction between the person who wants to buy and the person who wants to sell? Is there something that happens between the two?
Make a decision of what to buy.
Yes, that's true. You're making a decision. And to make that decision, what are you doing?
You choose.
You're choosing... Are you going to question the cost of the person selling? Are you going to... There's another thing that could be going on here.
You compare the prices.
You compare. So you choose. You compare. Do you negotiate?
It depends.
It depends. Okay, so we're going to go to our guests... And welcome them, and they are going to participate with us, and we're going to find out what happens when people are buying and selling. Welcome to our guests. We have Lauriane Mangama from RDC. Hello, would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Okay, thank you for the floor. My name is Lauriane Mangama. I live in DRC.
Okay, so we have Lauriane Mangama in DRC. We have another guest, I believe, in Mali. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, hello, everyone. My name is Alfie Tide, but everybody calls me Alfie. I am from Mali.
So we now have guest number three, Marie-Rose Bora. Can you tell us where you're from?
Hello, Eva, Fatuma, and Michelle. I'm Marie-Rose Bora. I'm Congolese. I'm living in DRC.
Wonderful. So we're welcoming everyone, Marie-Rose Bora.
And
thanks.
Welcome, Marie-Rose.
And we also have another guest. I think she's in Maine, Portland. That's our fourth guest. Would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Hi, my name is Pierrette. I'm Congolese. I live in Portland, Maine.
Wonderful. So they are different parts of...
In Portland, Maine, yeah.
Portland, Maine, Mali,
DRC.
Hello. So we are going to go shopping in your countries. How about that? Or do you want to come shopping in our country? What do you think, Fatuma? I think we're going to ask Alf, who is in Mali... Fatuma, you're going to ask Alf in Mali, that's our guest number two. You have something to sell, and Alf from Mali is going to be buying that particular thing. Something like that. So You are going to describe to Alf what it is that you have to sell. And Alf is going to be asking Fatuma, how much does it cost? Fatuma will give the price. And then Alf is going to bargain. Now, Eva, can you explain quickly to Alf what bargaining means, to bargain?
I think I can't.
Okay, yeah. She can't. Can you explain, Fatuma?
Yes, it's like you give the price, the seller give the price, and then you try to go down a little bit, push it.
To negotiate.
Negotiate.
So to bargain is, en français, c'est marchander. And to negotiate is another synonym.
Yes.
Okay, so our guest number two is going to discuss with Fatuma. Fatuma is going to create something that she's selling. Let's go.
Yes, half. I'm selling a ring.
Ring? It's,
yes.
Okay.
That ring is made with diamond.
Wow.
It's very beautiful. 24 okay. carat. Okay? The price...
So how much does your ring cost?
That ring cost 500. $500. It's cheap. Yes. $500 is cheap.
$500. $500?
Yes.
Wow. Your ring seems to be very pretty, but that's too much. Can you lower the price a little bit, please?
No. You know, this ring is really, really good for your fiancé. So you cannot bargain with something that you're going to give to your fiancé. It's really good, nice. And I think you can buy it just at this price. What do you think?
Yes, but she's not with me here, so I can bargain and buy it at a lower price. And I would not tell her that I did bargain when I was buying it. So can you, is $300 okay with you?
$300 is good. It's a nice price, but it's too low. Can you come up with something like $480?
$480. Let me look at in my pocket how much I have. I think my fiance does deserve a beautiful ring like this, but if you could give it to me at $350, that would be good. So you come down and I go up, and then we match somewhere.
$350 is something good. I don't disagree with you. $350 is good, but come a little bit closer to $450. Can you come with $450, please?
Okay, so now I think we can come up with something. So $400 is okay. You reduce at $100 and me, I go up $100 and then so we match at $400. I think that's good.
Half, you know, I'm giving this price just for you because you are my brother, but I couldn't go down. $400 is my last price. If you want to give something to your wife, take it. This is the last price that I'm giving.
$400?
Yes.
Oh, that's $400. Good. Okay, so I can buy it. I think I afford to buy it for $400. So take your money.
A deal.
And please, can you wrap it? So that, can you put it in a case that
you
will
have,
make it more beautiful?
Yes, you have the package mailed to you, everything beautiful for your wife.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you too.
Wonderful, you. Wonderful. I mean, they covered everything. How much does it cost? Can you lower the price? And then I can come down. Can you reduce? Can you increase?
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait!
avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct
et de pratiquer l'anglais avec
Michel
et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.